This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Senate Democrats unveiled their plans of the $3.5 trillion budget framework. CPR's Caitlin Kim says it includes priorities Colorado Democrats have been pushing for.
Included in the plan is extending the version of the child tax credit that went into effect last month and funding for a civilian climate corps. Representative Joe Nagusu's push for the corps says it's time to make this vision a reality. It also includes more funding for drought and forest programs and wildfire prevention. The framework involves much of President Biden's sweeping American jobs and American families proposals to increase support for climate, child and elder care, health care, and education. Democrats hope to pass it through the reconciliation process, meaning the measure could pass without a single Republican vote. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado's Republican Party is outlining its policy priorities ahead of next year's election. Party leaders say they are focused on bringing down the cost of living by repealing fees and regulations, increasing public safety, and expanding school choice for families. Democrats currently hold nearly all of Colorado's statewide offices, but those positions are up for election next year. The United Nations has released its latest major report on climate change. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, it shows the planet is headed past a critical threshold.
That target is 1.5 degrees Celsius of warming. Beyond that, experts worry human society might not be able to adapt. But the recent UN report found the planet will probably get there by the early 2030s. Linda Mearns is a Boulder climate scientist and a lead author. She says it's bad news.
But I think we can survive with 2 degrees. You know, it depends upon how big of a world of hurt are you willing to have.
The report predicts more droughts, floods, and wildfires for Colorado and the western U.S. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
In Denver, it's 64 degrees, Rifle 56.